Walang in-season.
Aha, welcome to the Shady Podcast, back in business, another Wednesday. PHO Dusk, and this is...
and I'm Shady. Maybe we should have chatted with me. Yo, what's going on?
Yeah, you see, it's because you made me do it this week.
It's another week of the Shady Podcast. We are back in it, and we are black in it as well. My name is Shady, and that guy over there is Podcast with a PH. I wasn't around.
You weren't around, and now you've come straight in off like 2 hours sleep.
What? Sleep?
What a rock star.
I haven't slept, dog. I look like shit. If you're looking at me like I look like my problem.
Nah, and dog, don't worry. You know, the thing is, these cameras Photoshop us.
Got you.
Because when I watch the episodes back, I'm like, yo, yeah. I'm cute. Yeah.
But what's happening, dog?
I'm nice, dog.
See, we've shifted some furniture in this place.
Yes, some furniture needed to be shifted, yes. And some changes had to be made. But Woman in Tech is also not here today.
Yes.
But she did say, I'm going to start with what's going on in the comment section.
Got you.
Woman in Tech raised a very good point. She said, you know, one of the best places to dive on social media,
yes,
besides what's going on, is the comment section of otherwise harmless tweets, TikToks,
you know what I mean?
Someone will post something with the best intentions, and if you go to the comment section
Asian
of that
fun.
Thing...
Asian fun. Like, I think that's also happened to me before. But, I mean, it's happened on both ends, where you post something.
Yeah.
You know how some people are like detectives and they see something else?
Yeah, they where, zoom into yeah, your pic.
Like, yeah, which like, one is this one, you know?
So, it happened to you last week. I saw that TikTok.
Oh, shit. Ish.
Ish. What face?
Ish. Fine. Hey.
The point I'm making is sometimes stuff can be taken out of context.
Hey, fine. Hey, fine. Ish. That brown's like, who's this?
Who's this?
Fuck me, dog.
Yo, and what? When I was watching the video, because someone sent it to me, sure. I was like, ah, this is not funny.
Yeah.
Who's this? That shit made my week, dog.
I think I've never regretted going to P. Diddy's party, P. Diddy's house or party up until that
video.
I was like, ah, whatever.
Yo, dog, that's actually such a profound thing, PH, because it's like, I was at P. Diddy's party.
Yeah.
It used to be a thing that you could say that was like the ultimate flex, like bragging rights.
Sure.
Like, fuck you niggas, you ain't never been to P. Diddy's party, baby.
Sure.
Check me out. Even you know,
mind you. Nah. Conjure that photo. It's resurfacing. Fuck.
You thought you had it scrubbed from the internet.
That's why I don't post, then I don't put shit on the internet anymore.
Oh, man.
Anyways.
Anyways, in the comment section this week, I thought this was fucking funny. Ladies, I'm sorry, but this guy, he nailed it. His name is Zaza Man.
Sure.
On Twitter, he puts up this picture, right?
Sure. Oh, there's a coffee here. There's a coffee.
Oh, fantastic.
Thanks, buddy.
Wow, thanks so much. This is Gideon. He just walks in front of cameras.
It's fun.
Jeez, thanks a lot. Gideon, what the fuck, bro? Who trained this guy?
Mom is like, yo, yo, what's happening? What the fuck?
We told him, we're like, yo, when you bring the coffee, just come this side. Slide in. Now he puts his bum and his backpack on air. He's carry more. I mean, now he gave away the fact that he's colored. He's carrying a carry.
Sweet.
More. How's it, Marvin?
Still gay.
Who? Cape Town. What's happening?
Me too.
Oh, this man's also coming.
Nice.
Lekker. Fantastic news to start the show. Cape Town, we will see you tomorrow. But as I was saying, so Zaza Man puts up this picture, right? You saw the picture.
Sure.
And he says, her tire pressure light is on.
And can I tell you something, man? When I first saw that image, I was like, yo, what's wrong? Like,
why? Yeah,
no,
you feel bad.
I just saw, I was like, cool matey, you know? Then obviously when the obvious was made obvious, I was like, I'm fine.
My man, and then people got the assignment. Some dude came on, he said, that ass is falling off the bone. Like, it's like ribeye.
No, man.
Right?
That's wrong.
Umunye ati PBL, the PBL broke.
There was another one said, I'm finna shut up before God take the little bit of ass that I just got. Hey, howdy, my girl.
Article. This old tune, You got a dragon dropping the people's elbows. with the give to match.
the Rock did.
Yes, you know that move in wrestling.
Yeah, in wrestling.
This one here took the title for me, PH. Mm. Whoever decided to add this to the image, did you check this?
No.
with the warning light.
No.
Savage dog.
Someone said a long ass day.
And just like that,
she had a long ass day.
But if she needs more, and the tire fix thing.
Oh no! So that's the thing about social media, man. It's brutal, dog.
It's heavy, dog. And it's, you brutal. Know, there'll always be someone in the comments like this, sure. Person tried to save it, right? Mm. And I also felt bad. I'm not gonna lie, because when I did see the picture initially, I thought, ah, sure. Shame. You know, she thinks she's doing a modeling shoot now, but it mum Claypool. This person said, y'all don't find it weird when niggas take random women's pics and post and talk shit. It's no fucking way.
Right.
And the thing is, right, this is just an example of, because this is obviously a woman.
Sure.
Women have no idea what men actually get up to in the comment section of their pictures. And I don't mean publicly. In terms of like this, where somebody puts it up and then the comments go.
Sure.
I mean in the WhatsApp groups.
Yeah, WhatsApp
you
groups.
You know this one.
Yeah.
Like a picture of you will be shared there. And it'll be shared in good faith. You know? Like on some, yo, does anyone know this hand? And the first comment reply will be like, ah, we don't know her, but what's up with her toes? With the zoom in to the feet.
You
know who I'm talking about.
No. I want to touch on something else. Regarding this, when it comes to the comments. So I'm in a WhatsApp group with a lot of friends, right? Mm. And then there's another WhatsApp group off that, I just recently got added. So it's like it's a sub. Of, it's like everyone's
it's a sub.
This,
okay, that's the main one. And this is the exco.
But like if this one has got, if this WhatsApp group has got like guys and girls, this one is just the brutes.
Okay.
And they're going to kill me for this. We were discussing something that was being discussed.
You're giving it away now because everyone in the WhatsApp group now knows.
No, but I think the girls also have their own WhatsApp group because someone has slipped and said, no, we were discussing what you were niggas were discussing.
Okay.
So it's like there's a common
group.
Well,
now I know, PH, because I'm only in the co-ed one.
So, no, yeah. Hey, and we went off about something that was posted
in the main.
Yeah, hey. For a whole day.
Did somebody from the exco take what you went off about and post it?
Yes.
Oh, no.
No, something else.
Because, you know, that's a cardinal sin. This is the other thing about the comment section.
This is the cardinal sin that I'm in.
Yeah, this is right also now. A cardinal the biggest, sin. Bitch, what the fuck? I don't know you like this.
I'm breaking WhatsApp code.
Here. Yeah, no. The cardinal sin is you can't take shit that gets discussed on there.
Sure.
Off there.
Yeah.
And like, I've seen some shit. Like, ladies, just to make it clear to you, like, this poor lady is saying, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Why would you put this pic up to ridicule? That's how Facebook started.
Sure.
It was a thing called Face Whatever. Face, mm-hmm. What is it called? Book
no
Face.
Idea.
Whatever.
No,
you know, if you watch The Social Network, the movie, Mark Zuckerberg started that thing as basically a swipe left, swipe right.
Yes, yes.
Like,
yes,
would you smash your pause?
Yeah.
And he put pictures up of different hands who were on the same campus.
Yeah, on the campus, yeah.
That's it. And the one hun in particular was one that had broken up with him.
Sure.
And he wrote like a scathing blog about her as to why it's not smash, it's pause.
Sure.
And that's what actually starts at Facebook.
Facebook. Yeah.
And honestly, those type of forums, what I'm always surprised by is like that niggas will come out with the type of assessments. Like a picture is shared and it's what do you have to say about this picture that is really, really surprising.
Sure.
They're like on some Twitter sleuth level. In-depth analysis of a photo. Like, for example, if I send a picture of a pretty hun and then niggas are zooming into her toes and saying, but what about the toes?
That was you. That was you.
It was me.
The girl's a 10 and this guy's like, I'm gonna look at her toes. And I was like,
There's no one I actually did.
If I was into sucking toes, it would be a problem.
It would be. But you could be.
Those are some long-ass toes.
Yeah.
But I can look past her toes.
The other thing is, it's not that. It's that when you see, PH is my friend. So if he says to me, yo, this is the one, I have to go onto the one's Instagram and I've got to go back into the highlight reels from 2022 and find that picture where I can zoom into the toes after a screenshot to show you. Because you've got to thoroughly investigate these things.
Sure.
So that it doesn't end up in you one day being outed in the WhatsApp group of the hands that PH dollared this thing with the corny toes.
Anyways. Konje, what do we want to do?
Konje, you had Paula the whole weekend.
Yes.
By the way, this man didn't sleep.
I haven't slept.
I can tell you, we were together on Saturday.
Yes.
So Saturday was Spring Fiesta.
Yes.
Shout out to Mini.
Mini South Africa.
Yo, dog. Mini South Africa hooked us up. Yeah. We're moving in Mini Countrymans the whole weekend, me and PH.
So I'm
shout out.
I'm a big guy.
Yeah.
I'm big, I'm wide. So, and they were like, yo, we want to work and stuff, you know, Shady Podcast. I was like, okay, cool. And then I was like, Mini, am I going to fit in there? Then I was like, okay, cool. And then I think I said to them, I think I might fit in a John Cooper works. That's more sporty.
Yes, Jason.
Then they're like,
But you were thinking Cooper.
Yes.
Yeah.
Then they're like, no, boss. Countryman. Rocked us with the Countryman. The thing is big.
It is big. When I pulled up, I was pulling up to pick up a Cooper.
Sure.
And then when they were like, no, there's the car, there's the Countryman. Yeah, and my one had that, you know, that...
they thought you were going...
dude, like, a proper like camping shit. Car. No, but they said it was customized and purpose-built for an event that Mini had.
Yes.
So there was a lot of like added features in the car and stuff that was like, it was like pimped out. It was like a Pimp My Ride Mini Countryman. But I think the most surprising thing is how big it was.
It's big. So it's big. It's very sporty. There's that go-kart
mode,
which is very sporty. It's quick. Quick off the mark. I loved everything about it, man. Size-wise, they've got Harman Kardon sound as well. Which is like the last number of sound. I think we were driving like the sports editions, né?
Yes, we were. Yeah. My one was fitted for off-road. I had off-road tires on mine.
Yeah.
Like, it was dope. And I tested it out. You know, many years ago, I used to get a car a week.
Oh, dope.
When I was at Y.
Sure.
For a feature that we used to do there called Ride and Drive.
Oh, dope.
And I did it with like this very, very senior timer named Lauren Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And was like an old school, like enthusiast. He was like, no, Waras. I understand you're Waras the Shady Lurker, but there's a way that you review cars. Mm. And when he gave me the first speech, I thought, yo, I have to be so responsible. I got to jump in, put my seatbelt on.
Sure.
And he was like, this is how we review cars. He's dog that timer every week with the cars.
Yeah.
Like he would proper like put them through their paces, you know?
Oh, dope.
But at the same time, he told me what to look for in a car. And I mean, if you look across the categories in terms of who they're competing with, I'm pleasantly surprised. If you told me before I actually drove the car, would you choose this or this?
Yeah,
I would have probably gone for a competitive brand. But after driving that Countryman the whole weekend, dog. Even my baby mama was like, no, this is the one. Yeah, give me one.
I even said to
give me another child.
So I drove the car to Bloemfontein as well.
Mm.
So in fact, before we get to Bloemfontein, we obviously then drove to
We went to Spring Fiesta on Saturday.
Shout out Spring Fiesta. Packed. I think they had 15,000 people. So shout out to Ricardo and the team.
Yes. And luckily we actually pulled up in those cars.
Yeah,
because you know, getting into Spring Fiesta, guys, I'll tell you, if you've never been, it is the biggest mission, especially if your plan is to get there anytime after 5 p.m. Right?
Mm.
So Tinamas figure, you get to the entrance and you're like, how's it? I'm Waras.
Sure.
They'll tell you Waras is inside.
Yes.
You understand? Then you're like, no, I am Waras. I'm with PH. No, PH is inside. I'm your paga.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying?
Very true.
I said to the dude like at the top of the main road, I was like, bro, we are smart if it's humbug and convoy. Sure. I'm a mini countryman. It has it on. Yeah. The cars are looking fly. And he was like, nah, makes sense.
Sure.
Let us through. Otherwise, I don't think we would have got in. It was back, dog. What a turnout.
But yeah, I got to experience the car quite a bit. Drove to, and this is why I haven't slept. Had Spring Fiesta whole day,
Saturday,
and then had after parties as well. So I had like three shows after that.
Jeez, like PH.
I brushed my teeth, off to Bloemfontein. Drove to Bloem, very comfortable drive, very dope drive. Got to Bloem, had Paula.
Mm.
Shout out Bloemfontein, may I love you. You guys are amazing, bro.
You said they came out.
Yo, Brur.
Which one?
Yo, Brur. Tugzin.
That's my goat, dog.
Dog. Tugzin. Okay, no. The team will kill me. Tugzin and Zinqumalo.
Right.
Yo, bro. Zinqumalo. is an amazing, 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 amazing act. She killed it. But Tugzin, dog, yes.
And you know, this is the thing with Tugzin.
Yes.
Tugzin has been at multiple polas. Yeah. Right? And me, myself, I've heard him play at multiple polas. But every time, I only get to, because, you know, I don't go out much.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
But when I hear him play at Pola, what he does compared to the last time, he'll play some of the same songs. Sure. Obviously, he'll play like Iplan, Spuze. You understand? So he plays his own music.
But different.
Dude, it's like live, he decides, you know what? Let me fuck them up. You know what I'm saying? There's that other sample that he puts in.
Tugzin. Tugzin's a national asset, bro. Tugzin killed it at Pola. He killed it at all the, so we had after parties as well. Like we took over Bloemfontein. And each set was different. And obviously he was playing his songs from his new album as well.
So fire. Some like unheard stuff.
No, well, yeah, relatively new, but like once you hear that song, you're like, yes.
Yeah,
I'm fan of Tugzin.
Masterclass.
Ah, Tugzin. Like, we can have a full episode about Tugzin, bro.
I think we need to bring him here. And then actually, we're not even going to interview him. He's just going to play.
He must actually just teach.
He's just going to come through. We're going to watch him play. And that'll be the Tugzin episode. So shout out to Tugzin.
Yeah, Bloemfontein. Very dope. People came through. People dressed up. And that's one thing I love about, like, when we go outside of Johannesburg. To all of these part like to doing Paul at all these other cities, people show like at 2 o'clock when we are opening the doors. There's like a long line. Not this grand arrival thing of
Not this grand arrival thing where it's a day event, but you want to come at night. The thing is, we know you're coming because you bought the tickets. So it's not like.
Spoily mean.
You check.
You know? But shout out to the good people of Bloemfontein. We're coming back Sunday, 28th September 2025. We're coming back. 100%. Already got the date. Yeah.
Sunday, 8th September.
28th September.
2025.
2025. We're back in Bloom. So we know the date. So yeah, shout out Mini South Africa. Shout out Tugzin. Shout out to the good people of Bloemfontein.
Was it Makuve weekend?
I was just about to get into that. Yeah. Hey, there's politics that side, boss. It's politics that side. So
what do you mean politics? Like
the blues like, at the top. So the reason why there's
is Mahajul. What do you mean politics?
I guess. Yeah. You know. So
factionalism.
It gets into that. So Makufe was obviously like a cultural. It's like Grahamstown arts festival.
Yeah. Makufe is a cultural festival
in Bloemfontein.
In Bloemfontein, but on behalf of the whole Free State.
Yes. You know. So. Historic,
it's also been running for years, bro. Yeah.
Historically, it was a 2-weekend thing. So first week would be like arts, a lot of the art stuff. So anything cultural and arts was the first weekend. Then the second weekend, it would end with a soccer game between Chiefs and at the time it was Bloemfontein Celtics. Mm. But before that, the second weekend was also like where the big festivals were happening. So there was a hip hop versus Yano. In fact, there was a hip hop festival. There was a house, it was used to be called Hip Hop versus House, if I'm not mistaken. Obviously, now it's Hip Hop versus Yanos. There used to be a gospel festival. There was indigenous games, soccer game, and then the soccer game. So it was, you know, touching on sports,
different
arts
aspects
and culture,
of the culture,
basically, you know? And then I think politically, then the main guy who used to do it, then there was obviously, you know, splits. So now what this guy went and did was like, oh, okay, so I have all the infrastructure. I have all the, I know everything about this because I've been doing it for years. And you guys, nifunung sigeli mali or whatever the case may be. For the last 2 years, this guy has gone and block booked every venue, every hotel, every whatnot. So when you're trying to, hey, I want to book here, it's booked.
You're joking.
I swear.
Why?
I guess he's got the capacity. So now there's two kinds of festivals running concurrently in
So basically what he's done is he's gone and he's made his own Makufe too.
Yes. So right. So there's two festivals. With the two guys that used
the
to
two
work.
Factions. So it's like so the two
shady,
guys that used to work.
It's like Shady and Podcast used to be Shady Podcast. Now there's the Shady.
Now there's Shady.
The Shady.
Yeah.
And then there's podcast.
But we're in the same city. Yes. And I'm trying to fuck you by booking every accommodation.
Every artist, every accommodation, everything possible that you can book.
Yes.
I'm trying to block book because I've got the manpower and the money to do it.
And the reputation. Like if he was doing it for years, he's also got the relationship.
Sure. So
you're not going to want to jeopardize as a service provider.
100%. Yeah. So here's what happens. So now there's now Limo Fest, right?
Yeah.
And there's Kufa Fest.
Okay.
Limo Fest is the one guy, this guy built a mega construction site in the hood, in the malls that he, so this guy, the one guy owns a lot of the malls in.
Jeez, like there's big Bloom. Bosses in
Vista. Yeah, these are heavies we're talking about. Built a super dome. So all the things that they were doing culturally when it was called Makufe, they're still doing it, both of them, but now under different names.
Yes. But the same, now, it's like the same list, the same itinerary.
Sure.
But two.
But now, you see, when no one wins when the family feuds.
Mm.
Now there's this oversaturation of everything. Now there's two gospel thingies. Now there's multiple soccer games. Now there's multiple hip hop versus this. There's multiple whatnot.
There's and multiple Yanos.
And then there's confusion as well. In terms of which is now the main weekend, because this guy strategically wants to do his own weekend.
Yeah.
And the other guy wants to do his own weekend. So people from out of town who would come for the weekend.
Like a homecoming of sorts, Makufe. Yeah. A lot of people from Free State would travel.
Yes.
Yeah.
So now a lot of people were split. It's like how? Last, it used to fall, the main weekend, the soccer game, would fall on the first weekend of October.
Mm.
Now these Brews are doing it next weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, but a lot of the guys still came this past weekend. You know, there was Paula, then there was other parties as well. Magubenjalo did something, you know, and there were other shows. But now imagine you're going the whole year, there's no parties. Mm. And then in the space of 2 weeks, you've got like a million shows.
Every party. You can't possibly attend every party.
Yeah, people are going to lose out. You know, so it's a whole bunch of egos at the top affecting everyone at the bottom. So I hope that mess gets fixed so that there's
And it would be better if they came together and made one mega gospel show, one mega
when it was like that, it was clear.
Yeah.
You know,
and
like,
everything sold out, dude. I went to Makufe many years ago.
Sure.
But everything was packed.
Yeah.
Like on Makufe weekend, you couldn't go anywhere.
Sure.
And there was a poor turnout.
Sure.
Everybody knew where everything was, and because it was 1-1-1, Friday was this.
You were here.
Saturday was this.
Here. Yeah. So anyways, like guys, so even if hotels would say they're fully booked, there are rooms that are vacant there. Like people aren't sleeping because I went and booked
the
so that you can't book any of your artists.
And
you
know that, can I just say that strategy, because you know, on our travels, remember when we were in Cape Town in December?
Sure.
So in Cape Town we had a situation where we needed, I think it was 10 rooms or 12 rooms 100%, or something.
Yeah.
Basically, if you check online, like booking.com, right? There was, usually you'll obviously find whatever's available.
100%.
And these guys, we weren't even looking for extreme stuff. We were looking for a room for the night, a single room for mostly artists, crew, etc.
Sure.
So we all on our phones looking, like I'm talking like a team of 6-7 people. Sure. We're calling around, whatever. And there was no rooms available in the whole of Cape Town. Like if you wanted to book something, I think there was just that posy like in Camps Bay.
Like
100K a night or some
night.
Stupid
you
know?
Stupid,
And there was no rooms. And then PH got, I can't remember who it was that you spoke to, that was like, nah, call this dude.
Yes.
What dude, yeah, when he comes, he comes with like 10 room cards, bro.
Sure.
And he's like, nah, no stress,
I've got you guys. Rooms, yeah.
Yes, because what they were doing, this syndicate, is they block book all of this accommodation that people like us would be looking for. Because obviously everyone goes down to Cape Town because it's a vibe, it's a festival season.
Sure.
They block book all the rooms, and then Brewer keeps the room cards
100%.
Because the rooms are booked, like in this case. The rooms are actually empty. The hotels are not full.
Sure.
But if you want to stay somewhere, you pay this, bruh, a premium now on top of it.
It was like
accommodation mafia.
Sure.
You know how you get construction mafia? These niggas are running accommodation mafia.
It's hectic, dog. So I was just, it's unnecessary, man.
Very.
Know? Unnecessary.
And look, just to be clear, we paid because, you know,
when I spoke
to someone about it, right? Because there was someone that we'd also reached out to, like an industry person, to say, yo, we need rooms.
Sure.
And when I said, no, this is how we got the rooms, this person was like, nah, man, you know, this syndicate that's operating, the way these guys run, you shouldn't support them.
Sure.
And I was like, bruh, at the stage of
we
the game
rooms.
Where you're using these guys, you're literally sitting with artists who are en route on an aeroplane with nowhere to sleep tonight.
Sure.
You're not in a position to say, hey, but this room is usually 1.8.
Sure.
That bruh is like, the room is 2.5, 3 grand. You fucking pay him the 3 grand because you need to. Yes. The booking is now irrevocable.
Yeah.
So it spoils the
100%.
Fun. But what a fucking business. Because I mean, we were calculating, we were saying, like, if these guys are booking 80 rooms, 100 rooms.
Sure, the profit that they're making.
The profit that they're making per day, because they were banging us, bro. They were eating a premium of like 1,000 rand
per room. Yeah.
Right? That's like 80K a day.
Yeah. That's why I look like a mess. Yes. I haven't slept.
You see, because now you have to sleep in the car.
You know, I had to talk.
There's no rooms. It's a fuck up. It's a serious fuck up.
Literally.
Can I just say, because in case our bros are listening, shout out to those guys, because remember with the car hire thing?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. They've also like, you know, you got to admire the ingenuity is that they've also figured out a loophole with the car hire thing where if you try to book like a luxury SUV, in Cape Town in December, you're going to pay 12,000-16,000
a
day.
Sure.
And what these guys are doing is they offer a similar service where they're like, cool, you need cars? Because they know we don't want to roll in fucking
Ubers.
We don't want to roll in Ubers. And we don't want to roll in like fucking, what's that thing called? Like Hyundai
i10. Yeah, sure.
You know,
because
that, if you, budget-wise, that's what you need to hire. 100%. These guys are like, nah, man, what do you mean? Here's an X5, 5K a day.
Mm.
The fuck? Yeah. We book those cars for the whole week.
Yeah,
because it makes sense, you know?
You.
So I feel like they're almost providing a service.
Also, in alcohol, it's the same thing. In the last 2 years, look now. There's a shortage of Don Julio.
In the country?
In the country.
Shit.
But there was three shops that had. And if Don Julio costs 999, those guys are charging 1.5. And you need it.
You have
to buy it. If you're selling, I'm going to say, people are consuming Don Julio like there's no tomorrow. And it's like, ish, I'm running out. Now when you're calling, hey, Waras has got, Waras is selling Don Julio for 600 Rand more.
Like, yes.
What are you going to do?
But at the time, the event is tomorrow.
Sure.
You understand? I need 200 bottles of Don Julio now. Sure. I'm not in a position to be saying, ish, I'm not supporting this nonsense. That's the thing. I feel like it's like the economy that we've created.
100%. Because that guy's going to say, Marvin wants these 200 bottles. Are you taking it?
Yes.
Or I'm going to give it to Marvin. Yeah.
But I want 1.5 per bottle.
Sure.
I'm going to hit you a 600 Rand markup or whatever.
So a lot of guys do that in eventing and I guess in business as well. Mm. It's just like, no. I've got the ability to do it.
Mm.
I know there's a guy who, when there was a shortage of Verve Yellow, he bought... He used to buy every month, Jan, Feb, till like November. And then he forecasted, no, there's going to be a shortage of this thing. And then when you look around, they say, no, call Warwick.
Yeah.
Warwick, how much is a thing? Double the price. What are you going to do? People need to drink champagne.
100%.
Yeah.
And at that stage, you also just want to execute your event.
100%.
Because like, don't get it twisted. Like, Oaks are trying to work, bro.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You can't pause the work to pick up the activism banner.
So yeah, these are the challenges in my life.
Yeah. Well, thanks. That is very educational, PH. I didn't know you consumed that much Don Julio, my nigga.
We're moving, dog. That's fine. But yeah, shout out to Bloemfontein. If your chick was there or chick didn't answer her phone this weekend.
Yeah. She was in a vacant hotel room.
She wasn't vacant. She slept somewhere in Bloemfontein. But yeah, shout out to Bloemfontein. Shout out to everyone who made the weekend special. And I'm going back again. Because of the confusion, I'm going back again this weekend to Bloemfontein.
Oh, because of the month.
Yeah, there's now another week of
over carry of shows.
Yeah, Awang, Bloem, shout out.
Look, in other news, I saw this week... that, and you know me, PH, like when I'm right about something, I feel good when I'm proven right in the end.
Sure.
Kanye West is getting divorced from that hand that he was dating, that Bianca, right?
Yeah.
And then I saw, when I initially saw the tweets, I thought to myself, is anybody surprised by this news? Because, my kids play a lot of games.
Sure.
So when you play games like GTA and fucking Fortnite and whatever... Mm-hmm. You get a character in the game called an NPC, a non-player character.
Sure.
Right? And remember there was that trend where people were going, doing those live streams where they're like, oh, ice cream, so good, whatever.
Sure.
Remember that shit?
Sure.
And then you had to say, oh, thanks for the gift. Oh, and talk like a clown.
Got you.
And people were making, well, at the time in America, they were making like $2,000-$3,000 a month for streaming live.
Yes, yes.
Doing this stupid little game.
Big business.
Yes, big business, right? Yeah, so that sort of dumb shit, I felt like this Bianca chick, she was like a living embodiment of that. Where the way that she would dress whenever they appeared in public, the way she moved, she never said a fucking word ever. Mm. She never did an interview. She never even said hello when walking past the paparazzi. She was just laser focused.
Sure.
And like a puppy or something walking around with Kanye.
Mm.
And I felt like whenever we look at what that guy does, he's a genius.
Calculated.
Right? Mm. Yeah. I feel like everything he does is calculated. True. This was always the plan. In fact, I thought the news would be these people were never actually married.
They were married.
I was like, why? Yeah. You know, one, look at Bianca. You can tell she's a recreational hand. She's not a fucking wife.
And the photocopy of Kim. Well, almost.
Same type, same spec.
Yeah.
Yes. Everyone that he's had since Kim is like a same spec of Kim. Does that make sense? Yeah. So now they're getting divorced and obviously the internet's on fire. And I'm just thinking to myself, like, do people... Imagine you live your life in a way where you create scenarios to get yourself back in the news.
Sure.
Now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, like he did. And that's what I think he does that very well. Is like even the time when he was wearing like a face mask and talking shit about like Jewish people or whatever, or like using inflammatory language when describing Jewish people. He did it on purpose. Because now what he's got is he's got an army of people who are like, he was right all the time.
Got you.
This thing is destroying the world.
Got you.
And he's also got an army of people saying he's an anti-Semite and he's evil. But Gwashagwaklima, 1 year later, after he made those comments, he's just quiet, like, look now shit, right? Mm. He pulled out that bay. Everywhere they go, she's got her tits out. Come on, dog. Weird. Titties is like, look at me, pick me. That's exactly what he's done with Bianca.
Strange, man.
And I feel like people were like, I feel like Bianca, what's in it for her? What must she do now? And I'm like, the fuck? She can become a creative director or whatever.
Something, yeah. But I'm only somewhere, somehow.
I'm honestly, man. Me, if I hang out with Kanye one night, when I come back here, I want to be creative. What?
Me, I hang out with Didi. Booga man.
You've got to go edit your LinkedIn profile. Like PH, DJ, entrepreneur, radio, podcast.
Sure.
Hang out with Didi. Delete. Aren't you that guy?
Who's this guy?
Simon Peter. Must just deny.
Dog. So for me, I think the whole Kanye, West thing and you know, Bianca, like it was very strange from the onset. I never got the concept of it, you know. I think it was also very quick.
Yes. Sure. And he had like relationships back to back. Sure. Three months this one, next month he's got this one.
How can you make okay, sir?
White chicken. The other thing, you know, I saw this funny clip about, and like it made news, but it didn't make news. But I started like thinking deeper into the clip, right? Sure. Because there was another chick, right? Carbon copy of Kim Kardashian, this chick, right? One of those types, this Instagram spec.
Sure.
And she was an aspiring artist. And she was like, no, I met Kanye and he was with Future and whoever. And and this one, Bianca.
Sure.
And he was like, no, they're going to the studio later, whatever. He wants to, because she told him, obviously. She told him, I'm an artist, I got music. And he was like, nah, no stress. We're going to studio later. Pull up, right? So she pulls up at the studio later. Bianca is not there. Mm. It's him and these other artists and they're cooking.
Sure.
And then they're cooking. She's like, hey guys, I'm here. And then he says to her, thanks for coming. Just get naked and twerk for us.
Right.
And then the host of the podcast that this chick is on was like, okay, what did you do? She's like, I got naked and I took for them.
I like met him that night, got his number. He like went back to LA. And then the next time he was in Miami, he was like, come over to Future's house. Like we're in the studio. So I go there pulling up because I'm like, I want to they're in the studio. I want to like see him make music. I want to show him my music. So I pull up there. It's at Future's house. And he literally just has me come in the studio and get butt ass naked and just like twerk in front of him and all his friends.
That's all. He was like, the second you walk through the door.
Yeah, he says, get naked. I was like, okay.
He wasn't like, hi, can I get you a drink?
No,
like,
how are you? They like got me a drink, but he was like, right. He was working on his album, Donda 2. So like, it was loud and I didn't want to be like, I just wanted to be in there like a fly on the wall, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought.
And just watch them. And then you were not a fly on the wall.
No, I literally had me get naked and like twerk around.
You know what I mean? So that sort of like showed me that he's got this, I'm fun. unesinyi is tunes or something, man. But where it's like he controls them.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
Got you.
To do like dumb fuck shit. And when I look at Bianca, I'm just like, do we have any information or evidence of who she was before she met Kanye?
Yes.
Because the biggest rumor throughout their relationship was he makes her dress like that. He makes her not talk. He's fully in control of her. She's like brainwashed. Even their wedding, I remember pictures from their wedding or like just after they got married. Mm. She was wearing like a dress that covered her whole face. And people were zooming in and saying, look how she's crying. This is abuse, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like,
fun.
You know, what would you do to be put on is my question. Would you twerk in front of the niggas for nothing? Would you dress like a clown everywhere you go and be an NPC for life?
What did she get out of it?
She gets the put on, dog. That's my thing. Even the previous one that he was with, Julia Fox or whatever.
Sure.
Super put on. Like, I wouldn't give a fuck about that, Jerry, under any circumstances, other than the fact that she wants new Kanye.
But you get what you negotiated.
Yeah, well, maybe she's got files on the game. Maybe she's because I think, you know, it's the season there in Hollywood where you're outing niggas you once had sex with and you're Kanye was that just, nigga's weird.
Yeah, Kanye was just give us music, get back into being a creative and stop with this bullshit.
The last thing I saw that he did was, I think, very smart of Kanye. Focuses there on the Asia side.
Sure.
Ball, Korea,
because he did a huge show there.
Sold out a stadium or some shit, dog, for like a listening session, which turned into a concert.
Yeah.
That's fire.
Speaking of stadiums, I know you guys spoke about it last week, but Chris Brown, god damn.
My man, 2 hours.
Yeah.
And oh yes, let two me shows. Issue a formal apology.
Okay.
Because people expect me to apologize.
Sure.
I'd like to say I'm sorry to absolutely fucking nobody.
Boost.
Fuck that shit. The champ doesn't apologize. But I will comment on...
Sure.
When the news dropped,
on this podcast, I
said, you know what? I really missed the dome.
Of course.
And we've spoken about it. The last time you were here, you know the story, right? Shout out Oke Wasabi. I saw a tweet from him as well where people were like, we really need an arena.
Sure.
And he was like, we buy cars, you know? Listen, We Buy Cars, we love you guys. And personally, I know lots of people that have gotten fantastic deals at We Buy Cars and cars that they've purchased.
And some
I love the ingenuity. I admire how that business was built. I once listened to a whole hour of the boss there on the Money Show with Bruce Whitfield.
Okay.
Fucking brilliant. Shout out to those Oaks.
Sure.
But Nismoshele Bumnand.
Hey, man. And yes. Cars are worked with Tamale Nice Time.
Yeah.
Tamale Nice Time.
You peeing on a nice time.
You peeing on a nice time.
Because the dome, and this is what people didn't, unfortunately, like maybe by what I said, they assumed I'm saying, oh, Chris Brown is not good enough for FNB Stadium. He must go to the dome. That's not what I was saying.
Sure.
What I was saying is the dome used to be our premium concert
100%,
venue. 100%. 100%. And when we spoke about it on the show, we were talking in terms of Delicious Fest. Because at the time, that got rained out.
Sure.
Oaks were squealing. The only alternative you have for capacity, for a crowd that size, was the dome.
100%.
With the dome gone, there's no way indoors that can accommodate 20,000 people and a stage and food stalls and the shit that you need for production of this
nature. Touch wood, bro. Sure, you sell out a stadium, you know, takes 90,000 people. What if on the day, Gannett?
Then those people get wet. At the Justin Bieber one, it rained.
Yeah,
fucked.
It rained, crazy. But I'm just saying, it's just like, you know, I'm just touching on the convenience of the dome.
Yes.
You know, rain or shine, takes the numbers. You can do plenty things in the dome.
Yeah. And it's safe.
And it,
very importantly, because the dome is inside the North Gate compound. So from the time that you
parking,
park till you get to the entrance, you know.
But also just traffic management was amazing. Now I'm just stressed about, you know, I'm stressed about
FNB Stadium.
FNB Stadium.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, because a lot of the references were in the comments were about, Kwanja, what's this thing? When Beyonce and Jay-Z were here.
Global Citizen.
Global Citizen.
Yes.
You know, it's just like, hey, it's going to be Futsek.
Yes. That's the last concert experience people have
100%.
At FNB Stadium.
Sure.
And the thing is, you also can't blame people because, you know, you get like a fuck up sometimes at events. Trust me, I know. Where from a security perspective, there are failures and
these
some people
happen,
lose phones and, you know, shit goes wrong. But never before, in my experience,
of that magnitude,
my brother, there's never been a magnitude of fuck up at a concert that outdoes Global Citizen when it happened here. Is that like, it was crazy. It actually, in my opinion, it overshadowed the whole concert.
100%.
You know?
So I remember watching a video. I think, yeah, it was a video where people at Sasol Garage.
My man.
And literally guys with, I don't know if it was knives or guns. Were they just
guys had knives, kalembas, pangas, guns.
The works.
And it was like little crews of robbers. Sure. Because some were just robbing because they came there to rob. Because that's the nature of FNB Stadium, is that I've worked there before.
Sure.
Literally outside the perimeter.
Sure.
From the road closures to the surroundings of the stadium. Mm-hmm. You have the element of illegal car guards. Mm-hmm. They're not illegal car guards. What those guys are dudes wearing bibs.
Bibs, yeah.
Directing you to come and park at an area where they can mark you.
100%.
You see, then they say, oh, PH, uhamba ngale moto.
And left so and so, such and such and that thing. Yeah.
So when you come back, especially like, you know, guys want to act tough. Mm. A lot of the time, nobody comes to the stadium alone. First
sure,
of all.
Sure.
But also people come there as couples, as families and shit mm-hmm. like that. If you're a dad and you're there with your two daughters and your wife because you come in to watch Chris Brown.
Sure.
Bro, when you get back to your car and there's four of those dudes and they're like, later what are you going to do? Mm. You fucked. Very you know true. What I mean? And that's true. What happened at the Global Citizen thing is that sure. when people were returning to their vehicles, these guys were waiting. Sure. They'd now taken those bibs off and they sure. were no longer illegal sure. car guards. Sure. And because others noticed the ease with which it was happening. Mm. You had
they
criminals, dude, all around from the Sasol Garage to the Soweto Highway sure. end to the Rivoli side to Omondi.
Every corner of that Nazareth, yeah, yes. Nazareth thingy was being robbed.
Yes, but I'm actually, we're busy speaking to them. I would like to go and have a conversation because
nice.
People are asking me, have I got the tender? And I mean, we don't work there anymore.
Sure, sure.
But I'd love to get back in there because it actually took a very long time to design the strategy with the security.
Sure.
But shout out Big Concerts. I mean, they also don't fuck around. They organize properly.
Yeah, big story, yeah.
It's just like, you'd hate to see this whole thing being spoiled sure, by sure. rain and robberies.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
And the dome had none of that.
None of that shit, dog. The dome was also... And also, the thing is, from an acoustic perspective...
Oh, brilliant. You know,
if you've ever been to a concert brilliant. At FNB Stadium, like, cool, yes, it's nice, it's an experience. You're there with 90,000 people.
Sure.
Few stadiums in the world can accommodate number, yeah. But the dome just had a thing, dog.
Sure.
You know, Travis Scott, 2016, at the dome.
That light show was crazy.
Even J. Cole, you know, that opening sure. line when he was like, first things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
Yeah. Madness.
Ah, then he's like, start the track again.
Sure.
Then he's like, first things first. And they make it quiet. Mm. And everybody said, rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
It's crazy.
Boom. Yeah. For real. Can't compare that shit.
No, well, look, I mean, like you said, big concerts is a big story. They've been doing this thing for years. Mm. They did Justin Bieber. They did Rihanna. You know, all these, Ed Sheeran, all these big bands.
Yes.
So
all the major pop acts.
They definitely know what they're doing. So I'm pretty sure they have it under control. Mm. Yeah, man, I'm excited about that one.
There was chats there saying that
what the cancellation?
Not the cancellation. People were saying that you'd like haters, you know. Yeah. And I wasn't one of the haters, just because people were coming at me in the comments, PH, sure. because I had said Chris Brown should go to the dome, and sure. I don't think FNB is the one.
Sure.
And I also said, you know, never before has a hip hop and R&B act sold those numbers.
Sure.
Honestly, it's been pop wire.
Yeah,
wire.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But anyway.
Chris
people
Brown
were
ghost.
Saying, yeah, the ones that were, I don't want to say they were hating, but I don't know, maybe they know something
opposing
we don't.
Your comment.
They were saying that, like, there's a way to scam the ticketing numbers. Like, in terms of people could be buying out large tranches of tickets, similar to the accommodation mafia.
No, but, okay, firstly, they
it's
have
like,
a,
do you have a ticket mafia is the question.
No, well, let me speak on the technicalities of it. I think it's Ticketmaster, the ticketing company. Mm. They limit you to a certain number. Most of these ticketing companies now have a certain limit, you know. So if I'm buying eight, whether it's for me or my friends, you know, I can buy eight, then, you know, next round eight. But I know with the IP addresses and whatnot, it's quite complicated where you go to the back of the line if you're trying to buy plenty tickets. So unless you have a farm... You know, like a ticket, like purchasing
a farm.
Farm.
Yeah, like those apartments in Hillbrow run by Zimbabweans.
Wow. 60 tickets, please.
We know who you are.
We are buying 60 tickets. No, man.
Iribo.
Anyways, no, so it becomes quite difficult. But what does happen is that people, obviously, big corporations will most probably... Approach who's this?
Big concerts
directly instead of going through Ticketmaster. So all those, is it suits or sweets? I never
the
get
suites,
it.
Yeah.
The suites, you know, those are a lot of people bought those and then now are reselling tickets to people at a higher price.
Sure. You know, so if I book a suite for 100K and then I sell space in my suite, like a small event.
Sure.
It's like you could have a Paula suite.
100%. Which we actually do. But anyways.
just as well, because the ticket sold out. I don't have one.
Then, so there's that. Then there's... so there's obviously the technical part from it in terms of the difficulty to purchase the tickets. But what will happen is that they limit you in terms of how many tickets you can buy. And then it's also quite hard to, like, there's a waiting list and you have to be very quick when you get into the room to be able to purchase the tickets. If you take more than 2 minutes,
the thing times out.
And they'll say this ticket of yours is unavailable. Yeah. So
I initially thought it was a phase thing where it's like, it's saying it's sold out, but it's sort of like sold out phase one.
Phase one,
but
no.
Not to say they sold out 10,000. I'm saying sold out phase one, 60,000.
Sure.
Then at least when you release the remaining 30,000 tickets, you can actually increase the price because the demand has also gone up for those tickets.
But remember also Discovery had the first day. So if you were Discovery Bank
client,
you had, you know, you had the
you were given to, preference, yeah.
Yeah, preference the to buy the first round of tickets. Then it was open. So I'm pretty sure Discovery themselves most probably went and block booked like 30,000 tickets.
Shot for their members.
For their members to be able to carry that out.
Yeah.
Then post that, then you've got, obviously I don't think it's 90,000 that they're selling. I'm sure it's like 80 because the stage is going to take up quite a bit.
Yeah.
So it's even like, it's probably 60, 70,000.
No. Look, with full stage capacity, I think you can push probably about 93.
No, but that's at a soccer game.
No. You're seated, as in the seats.
Oh, hectic. Okay.
And then the field.
Oh,
so
hectic.
The percentage of the field that you would have people standing, the golden circle.
Sure.
Then you've got, you know, the tiers in the stadium.
100%.
You've got the suites around. Then you've got like where the presidential, it's called the presidential suite. Like if the president wants to go, that's where he hangs out.
Sure.
When the Barcelona game was on, that was Patrice Motsepe and then suite. So you have that section as well.
Okay.
But I think they can push 90, dog.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'll be surprised with the second show.
When they said they're doing a second show at the same venue as well, I was like, surprised. You know, you want to sell 180,000.
No, but there is another act that they're going to announce.
Oh, is it?
A supporting act, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, last time he came with August Alsina. We didn't know him at the
poor
time.
Will Smith.
But we know him now.
Poor Will Smith.
We know that nigga now.
A long dick motherfucker.
The best part is when August Alsina came the first time, his performance, he fucking killed it.
Yeah.
Right? His performance was amazing. He's an amazing artist. Sure. Everyone was like, yo, who the fuck is that guy?
Yeah.
Now he's since fucked Jada Pinkett and fucked Will Smith's life up.
Yeah.
So, you know, there'll be more demand for him to come to see you. So
I'm not going to spoil it. I know who the international is.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, no, I know the international.
Spoil it.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I can't do that. You'll give me coffee. Yeah, I need coffee. No, but it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
It'll definitely be worth it. So I do know that they're announcing another act. And should be dope. So if you've got your ticket or if you don't have your ticket, go get it.
100%. Yeah. Go get your ticket. We'll be there because now I heard there's a pull-up box.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Working on it.
All right.
Working on it. But anyways, I need to go sleep.
That's the show. catch us back again next week.
Hopefully we'll be...
hopefully we'll be winning an award tomorrow.
Hopefully we'll be Lurie Award winners. Yeah, heading to the Lurie's tomorrow.
What are we nominated for, Marv? Best use of tech and innovation. Yeah. Really? Well, what other categories are there that we're in? Who else is in our category?
They fucked.
I don't give a fuck who else is in.
Okay, I do give a fuck about Wimpy because they have nice burgers.
Now we got to beat Wimpy.
Good. But yeah, thank you very much. Go and show some love on the socials. And of course, like, subscribe, share, comment. And yeah, hit us with the comments. We want to tag us as much as possible in any comment that you think we should talk about. Yeah?
And tag us as much as possible in the funniest comment section that you find. Because that shit is fucking entertaining. We'll bring it here so that more people can see it and we can all laugh together.
Apple,
especially those international ones that South Africans jump on TikTok 100%. And then fuck the game up. We love you, niggas.
100%. Spotify and Apple Podcasts is also where you can find us. Otherwise, we are back here next week. Take it easy. And if it's easy,
take it home.
Fuck it, boy. We out of here.
Kulamna ngiyinsizwa mina.